according to certain sources that have come forward, it was a combination of two types of groups. One, it was certain elected officials that were receiving substantial contributions from the drug cartel. And we have evidence of that through my personal review of their political contribution records. The second, it's alleged that this particular money laundering syndicate that I was investigating was in fact a front for the CIA. And this has been substantiated to me by a member of Congress. And in fact, as I speak today, Congressman Traficant has been asking for everything under the Freedom of Information, and they're simply giving him a runaround and refusing to release this. And for those reasons, he's asked Congressman Henry Hyde, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to commence hearings so he can get subpoenas to enforce the Justice Department and other agencies to release these crucial documents. But they refused.
Well, now,
that's why I come on your show in hopes of asking your listeners to contact your congressional representative and demand that they get in touch with Congressman Traficant and demand that pressure be placed for these congressional hearings. I think what we have here is an instance where, under the disguise of national security, the CIA and other intelligence agencies are allowing drug distribution to go forward. They're closing down viable investigations, all under the disguise of national security, and I think that's wrong.
Oh, I think it's wrong, too. In fact, you know, they use this national security as a means of concealing information from the public, you know, and if there's nothing to hide as far as those records of the Justice Department, then why are they hiding them?
Here's a good example. One of the supporters who came forward in my case was the former FBI director in New York, James Fox. You may recall him, because when they had the bombing of the World Trade Center, he in fact spearheaded that investigation. In 1992, when the Justice Department came out with a report that there was no credible evidence of the drug cartel conspiracy against me, Jim Fox still, as the director of the FBI, came forward and said, that's not true. There is, in fact, evidence of Joe Acapinti's innocence and the fact that he deserves a new trial. Well, a few months later, they took care of Jim Fox. After 30 years of unblemished service, they suspended him, and he had to retire. And his statement that there is evidence of my innocence is not being released by the FBI. Why? And that's outraging not only members of the law enforcement community, but also now many of the civil rights groups that I have convinced, not only of my innocence, I have convinced some legitimate civil rights groups that what's happening is that the drug lords are using important civil rights laws to their advantage and are misusing it. So, you know, I was hoping and praying that it would be different under this administration, maybe simply because while I was imprisoned, the former governor of Arkansas, wrote a letter supporting me and supporting my cause. But unfortunately, when he became president, over 50,000 signatures on petitions went to him demanding that he have put a special prosecutor. In fact, the entire New Jersey General Assembly unanimously passed a proclamation demanding that there be congressional hearings as well as a special prosecutor designated by the president. But unfortunately, he's ignored all my pleas for help.
Well, I suspect, you know, it's one thing when you're a governor and can't accomplish anything, but it's amazing how policies change once you get into a position where you can do something. But it would certainly go up against people in very, very powerful forces working behind the scenes in our government.
See, I understand, Dr. Stan, the political implications. How does the president or the attorney general come out now to the American people and say, Joe Acapinti, a highly dedicated federal agent, was set up by the drug lords? If they admit that, they're basically admitting that they lost the war against drugs.
Sure.
And they don't want to do that.
Well, of course, I think we have lost the war against drugs. When you look around, The drugs are there. They're not cutting back at all. We find more and more of our young people getting onto drugs all the time. There's no way we could be losing the war against drugs this badly, unintentionally, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm hoping and praying that the American people come to my aid and pressure their congressional leaders for these hearings.
All right, so basically what you would like is for our listeners to call their congressman. How about Congressman Trafikoff? Or do you just want them to write to their own representatives and ask them to contact Representative Trafikoff about trying to put pressure on Henry Hyde to get the hearings? Is that what you'd
Precisely.
Like?
Precisely.
All right,
and
fine.
If anybody would like, some further information, I can get some petitions out. They can call my toll-free number. It's 1-800-556-0597. The other option, too, is we're in the process of trying to raise some monies for my legal defense. We have a law school in New York called Pace Law School, and a professor there who's taken up my case. And what they would like me to do, and this has never been done in American history, they want me to file a civil racketeering case, a RICO it's called, racketeering. That's generally what the government charges criminal organizations. And they want me to charge the Dominican Federation with racketeering and to name certain of the Justice Department officials for aiding and abetting and leave it up to the hands of a jury to decide whether or not there has been, in fact, a cover-up of evidence and obstruction of justice by certain government officials.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is, Joe, that this information is not getting out there. If it weren't for talk radio, the average citizen, the average person listening to this program wouldn't have heard about it. I mean, I've seen one magazine article about you. Yes, there are a few newspapers in the East that have carried this, but you haven't hit the major media. It's almost as if somebody is keeping this information secret from the American people, even though, you know, there are thousands, tens of thousands of people who've signed petitions for you, and you've been discussed on the floor of the House of Representatives, the materials in the Congressional Record. And how many states are there that have come up with petitions asking for this, the hearings?
At least three states that I know of.
And yet this is being blacked out all across America. And the question is, how can they black out news like that and put our attention onto the O.J. Simpson video? Now, there's something really important, earth-shaking, dealing with the future of America. And, of course, what happens is ABC and CBS and NBC and PBS, all the major media, always all talk about the same thing, almost as if there was some coordination there. Well, our telephone number here, 464-8295 or 1-800-5. Talk with me if you have a question, you have a comment for Joe, you'd like to get more information. And, of course, there is an address if you'd like to write to him. It's the Joe Osipinti Legal Defense Fund, and that's Post Office Box 318, English Town, New Jersey, 07726. Let me get that again. It's the Joe Osipinti Legal Defense Fund, Post Office Box 318, English Town, New Jersey, 07726. And that telephone number again, 1-800-556-0597. And if you'd like to call Mary at the desk here, if you didn't get it, why, we can get it for you now or afterwards. But Joe, now, as far as the case that you were talking about, are you going to file that RICO charge against the Dominican cartel and name those government officials? What's your thoughts?
Well, we're trying to. We just raised, I think, about $4,000 or $5,000 over the Christmas holiday season. But hopefully, we're hoping with this publicity campaign, maybe we can get a couple of high-profile attorneys to come on and handle it pro bono. Clearly, the evidence will show not only the fact that I was set up, but the overall picture of how powerful foreign drug lords are in the United States, and the unique ability to intimidate, manipulate, and corrupt our elected officials and our criminal justice system. And clearly, you're absolutely right. We lost the war against drugs. But I could kick myself in the head. I must have been very, very naive because I believed in the system. I put my life on the line. I worked almost 4 years infiltrating the cartels undercover. I'm a family man with three children. Clearly, I wouldn't have done this if I thought it was a big farce.
Well,
there are so many other law enforcement officers out there in the same position.
And they, of course, they don't understand. It's just sort of a big farce. Well, you just hang on. We have one more announcement to make, and then we'll be back here. And if you'd like to call, 464-8295, 1-800-5-TALK-AT-ME. We want to mention a fascinating booklet that we have. It's called The Warning, the FBI investigation of the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's basically the information obtained under the Freedom of Information Act of the Federal Bureau of Investigation of America's Invisible Government. What's really so significant, first of all, they got hundreds of pages of blacked out pages, but what's even more important is they left a little of it there, enough to tell that John Edgar Hoover had started an investigation of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City, found that they had violated security laws and had confidential government documents. And shortly thereafter, John Edgar Hoover was found dead in his room just a couple of weeks, a month later. Warning, call. You can get a copy by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and somebody just called in and wanted to know how to spell your name. Tell me if I don't have it right. It's O-C-H-I-P-I-N-T-I.
O-C-C-H-I-P-I-N-T-I. Yes, Doctor.
Okay, fine. And, of course, it's Congressman Traficant. Why don't you spell that for them as well, would you?
He like in Thomas, R-A-F-I-C-A-N-T.
Traficant. Right. And he would be the congressman. But the important thing to do, Congressman Traficant's convinced of this, and he's done an awful lot of work trying to help people to, trying to get the information out. But what he needs is for people to call their local congressman or any other congressman they know and ask him to get in touch with Congressman Traficant. And remember, it's just like traffic, but Traficant, and ask him about trying to get those hearings going. And, of course, enough congressmen begin to put pressure on Congressman Hyde, who actually heads that committee that could open up the investigation. Then something could get done, but unfortunately, Congressman Hyde seems to be so intent now upon getting the anti-terrorist bill through.
Yes. See, that's the problem. Without the issuance of subpoenas, the Justice Department is simply ignoring the requests from Congressman Traficant.
I know. This is the tragedy, and of course you have to have that committee issue the subpoenas, because although the government is supposed to obey its own laws and reply under the Freedom of Information Act and the Sunshine Act, a couple of other acts, so that people can find out what's going on and what the government documents show, unfortunately, they can always find some reason not to obey the laws. Now, if you and I don't obey the laws, we're in trouble. But if they don't obey the laws, then you've got to take them to court. It drags on and on and on. And then, in the final analysis, it's always the national security. And that's why we're still conceding so much of the evidence about the assassination of John Kennedy in the name of national security. Of course, you've heard me say it before. If there's nothing to conceal, then why are they concealing it? Our telephone number, 464-8295 or 1-800-5-TALK-AT-ME. That's 1-800-5-825-5528. And somebody wants to know who the congressman is working on Joe's case. That's Congressman Traficant. We get all these notes up here on the screen, and I've got to try to look at those and talk to you and keep track of everything that's going on. So, Joe, what message would you like to leave with our listeners here at Radio Liberty?
Well, the message is, unfortunately, we've lost the war against drugs. Many of the dedicated police officers that are still out there fighting this endless battle don't realize that they're putting their life on the line simply with the potential of them being betrayed as I was. I loved my country, I still do. I have children and I want a better life for them, but unfortunately, the government is not being honest with the American public about what's really happening behind the scenes, and I will fight as long as I could, as long as I'm physically able to
to expose and educate the American public of how dangerous these foreign drug lords and how powerful politically they are in the United States.
But of course they would not be powerful politically if it weren't that they had help at the highest levels of our government. And first, I think that's the message that we need to get out. I remember a couple of years ago when you were on John Loeffler's program. I don't really remember John, but John did a radio program, talk program out of Colorado. And
Steel on Steel, I believe.
Steel on Steel, you do remember him. John's a good friend. But I remember hearing the program, and he was asking you, you know, if you thought there was any CIA involvement and things of that sort. And of course, at that time, you could not, having spent your whole life in law enforcement, you could not bring yourself to believe that this thing could be any more than just some local corruption. But I guess as you've looked into this more and more, and you have gotten some documentation. In fact, you sent me a document talking about this force that it was under the Freedom of Information Act, and it was actually something that you'd gotten, which actually talked about these forces working behind the scenes that were actually blocking any efforts to stop the influx of drugs into our cities and into our schools.
That's correct. It was clear that what we've learned was that the American people are helping the financing of these domestic terrorism. And the way they were doing it was through food coupon fraud. What we've learned was that many of these foreign terrorist groups have come to the United States and are basically getting over $200 million a year from food coupon fraud, which was tied into this cartel that I was investigating. It was part of the money laundering syndicate. And, you know, what I'm talking about food coupon is when your listeners go to the supermarket and they buy, and they have 75 cents dollar coupons off. Well, what's happening is these terrorist groups are basically buying from the newspapers the excess, and what they do is they're just submitting them in to Nabisco, and they're getting reimbursed at the tune of $200 million. And what we've learned was it was those kinds of monies that was financing terrorism. And according to our intelligence source, it was those kinds of monies connected to this organization that actually went to the bombing of the World Trade Center. And we believe it was through those contexts is that the former FBI director, Jim Fox, learned about my setup.
Well, the story is just so incredible, you know. And of course, what they were doing was just getting all these food coupons, funneling them through the bodegas.
That's exactly what they were doing.
And then, of course, the companies, whether it be Nabisco or Crisco or Wheaties or whatever it was, would simply pay off the coupons. And you're talking about literally hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's correct.
And, of course, nothing is being done to stop it. Well, Joe, I want to thank you so very much for, you know, being our guest this afternoon. And I want to give those numbers once more. If you'd like to call Joe, it's 1-800-556-0597. If you'd like to write, it's Post Office Box 318, English Town, New Jersey, 07726. Oh, and we've got Claire. Let's go ahead. Hi, Claire. Do you have a quick question?
I'd like to understand this coupon thing. How can they get this buying the excess? How do they buy the excess to the point where they can get $200 million?
Well, what they have is they go in New York, for, let's say, to the Daily News or the New York Times on the Sunday edition, and they get literally a truck full. They bring them back to big factories where they cut them up, and then they put them into dryers to make them look like they've been used.
These are coupons.
Coupons.
Sure, food coupons.
And then what they do is they submit them in the names of all these bodegas that are part of the syndicate. And these small little bodegas, small grocery stores, are getting $6,000-$7,000 back a month from A.C. Nielsen Company that administers the food coupon program for Nabisco and for Post. And that check has to be turned over to the syndicate, and they get simply a 20% commission. So all those monies are being used not only by the drug cartels to finance drug trade, but it's also being used by terrorist groups.
Well, then, just recently I read something in the paper with half an eye about the coupon coupons they are talking about maybe not stopping and so forth. So that must be what's really behind it then,
sure.
Huh?
Yes, what's happening is I've spoken to the corporate investigator. They are frustrated, corporate America. Just like I said in my interview that there were 8 federal and local investigations suspiciously terminated by the Justice Department, corporate America is frustrated because they've turned over the same evidence that we have to the Justice Department, and they're refusing to prosecute these people, again, under the disguise of national security. So what's happening, it's pushing them out of business. And I think we're going to see in the next couple of years, Nabisco and Post, they're going to get out of the coupon business because they can't afford it any longer.
And, of course, they're not selling any more products, and that's what it's really all about. Thanks so much, Claire. We're out of time.
Thank you, and God protect you and help you, Joe. We'll certainly write.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Claire. And okay, Joe, I want to thank you so very much for being with us here on Radio Liberty. Please keep in touch with us, and we'll check with you in another 6 months and see how things are coming.
Thank you very much, Doctor. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was an amazing story. But if you think that's amazing, I'd like to suggest that you call our 800 number, 1-800-5. HIV war, and we put together 4 tapes that will give you the background on the drug war in America, the non-drug war in America. The title of our set of tapes is There a Drug War in America? It's in a very attractive case. I'm not sure that our 800 number knows about it, but you just call in and ask for drugs at the same price of all of our other sets, and we have a lot of sets on Waco and on what really happened in Oklahoma City. But the one on drugs is certainly one of the best ones. In fact, we have just one tape that deals with an interview with Sarah McLennan. You know, she's the crusty reporter from Washington, D.C., Colonel Bogreitz, John Brown. That's just on one tape. We have other tapes, and the stories all mesh together. We're really not trying to stop the war, the drug influx. We're not trying to stop. We're fighting the war on drugs the way we fought the war in Vietnam. We're fighting the war on drugs the way we're fighting the war against AIDS. We're fighting the war on drugs the way we're trying to get morality back into our schools. Ladies and gentlemen, there are real problems in America, and we need your help to get that information out. If you agree with the message we're trying to get out and would like to help us to get this message across America, and you're going to hear things on Radio Liberty you'll never hear any other place, why, you can write to us at Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063, because quite honestly, we need your support to continue what we've tried to do in the way of expansion, and it's taking time to build the support on the other stations. Now, you can write to us, you can call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and make a pledge with your Visa or MasterCard. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a gift of $20 a month or more, why, you can get the 4 best tapes of the month or one of the tape sets if you'd really like that. I would be glad to get them to you, and we encourage you to copy those tapes and get them out far and wide. Freedom once lost is never regained, and believe me, freedom is very much on the defense in America today as we see the rapid move towards a corporate socialist state in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. We want to thank those people in the past who've contributed so generously to Radio Liberty and ask for your continued prayers for our provision and protection. And remember those words of George Patton, probably George Patton's, General Patton's uncle, keep your honor like your saber bright. Shun cowards' fear, and then, if we must perish in the fight, oh, let us die like men. So until tomorrow, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.